Thursday's Rewind. Take it back Thursday. Let's flashback to the past. 977 News.
State House has urged the consortium of opposition leaders to submit close-by-close objections to Bill 7 of 2025 before December 7th, following an open letter delivered at the Get on December 2nd. Government has officially launched the construction of the Kafue Lower Gorge, 100 megawatts solar plant in Chirundo, marking yet another decisive step in resolving Zambia's long-standing power deficit. And in international news, the United Nations has spoken out against what it says was an intensifying crackdown on the opposition and media in Uganda ahead of next month's election.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. State House has urged the consortium of opposition leaders to submit close-by-close objections to Bill 7 of 2025 before December 7th, following an open letter delivered at the Get on December 2nd. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said anything less than detailed objections will only confirm what many citizens already suspect. He called on the opposition signatories to move from political grandstanding to genuine engagement. Hamasaka noted that the opposition's letter condemns Bill 7 without identifying a single clause they oppose. He contrasted this with President Hagainde Hichilema's response to Bill 10, where the president openly identified specific threats to democracy. He emphasized that State House now invites the consortium to demonstrate the same level of clarity, stressing that if their objections are real, specific and constructive, the government will give them due consideration.
977 News.
And in other news, the Zambia Labour Consortium has welcomed the proposed constitutional amendments under Bill 7 of 2025, describing them as a vital step towards strengthening democracy. Consortium Chairperson David Giove says the reforms address key national priorities, including inclusivity, representation and good governance. Among the proposed changes is an increase in the number of National Assembly seats from 156 to 211, which Mr. Giove believes will broaden representation and give more citizens a voice in parliament. He has, however, commended the reservation of 20 seats for women, 12 for youths, and 3 for persons with disabilities allocated based on party performance. Giove emphasized that these measures reflect a commitment to improving the lives of Zambians and urged stakeholders to support the amendments, which he described as critical for national development.
977 News.
Government has officially launched the construction of the Kafue Lower Gorge, 100 megawatts solar plant in Chirundo, marking yet another decisive step in resolving Zambia's long-standing power deficit. The $90 million United States dollar project, which is expected to be completed within a 10-month period, forms part of the country's accelerated drive toward clean energy and national grid stability. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony, Minister of Energy Makoze Chikote says government remains determined to address the power shortages that have negatively affected economic growth and national productivity. He says Zambia's journey toward achieving 1,000 megawatts of clean energy remains firmly on course, with upcoming renewable projects expected to create significant trickle-down benefits for communities.
977 News.
And in other news, the Patriotic Front has dispelled claims by its former Secretary General, Davis Miller, that the party is dead, describing him as a bitter person. PF Acting National Chairperson Jean Kapata has described Miller's words as bitter, frustrated, and of no consequence to the future of the party. Kapata says Miller is the least qualified person to speak about the direction or future of the Patriotic Front, arguing that his recent outbursts stem from resentment after being removed from the party's central committee. Kapata reminded party members that Miller served as Secretary General during what she called the PF's historic and humiliating defeat, when the party lost the general election by more than 1 million votes. She has therefore urged PF members to remain calm and focused ahead of the party's upcoming general conference, stressing that the PF remains strong, united, and moving forward with clarity of purpose. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has dismissed media reports suggesting that Zambia is facing a diesel crisis linked to supply constraints at Indeni Energy Company. ERB Manager for Public Relations, Namukolo Kasumba, has clarified that the country currently has 150 million litres of diesel in stock as of Tuesday, December 2, 2025, with reserves held at various sites nationwide. She says the intermittent supply patterns observed in certain locations are not due to national shortages, but rather logistical and distributional challenges. Kasumba has emphasized that the ERB consistently activates remedial measures whenever such disruptions occur to safeguard market stability and ensure continued fuel availability. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, the United Nations has spoken out against what it said was an intensifying crackdown on the opposition and media in Uganda ahead of next month's election. Its rights agency said credible reports indicated that at least 550 people have been arrested and detained since the start of the year. This included members and supporters of presidential candidate Bobi Wine's main opposition National Unity Platform, NUP Party. Reports of arrests and detentions, as well as enforced disappearance, torture and other ill treatment of opposition supporters and activists, have been on a steady increase over the past year. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, the Football Association of Zambia, FAZ, unveiled a 267 million kwacha budget for the 2025 calendar year with a projected surplus of 36 million kwacha. According to the budget presented to the reconvened annual general meeting, AGM, by head of finance Owens Buntele, the bulk of the budget was to be spent on operations which include camping of national teams for their assignments. Buntele explains that FAZ had incurred 34